The Sentai Review, Episode 1, 1975 Super Sentai.
Welcome to Fandom Night, the show that cures the final boss of the game to death. I'm your host, Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Yeah! Mystic Quest, bitches!
Let's do the co-host thing.
I'm Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin, and I approve of that message.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Scott Action Jackson.
All right. Now, I know we have the Final Fantasy IX coming up, but I really wanted to break monotony. We've been doing Final Fantasy for like 4 days of filming. That we've every time we show up, we've been doing a Final Fantasy, which has been good because we get them out of the way. But we're just about to hit that threshold that we hit last time. 9 was where we stopped last time. So I want to do 9 and be able to keep going. So I figured I would break some of the monotony, and we've done a What's Up 5. So now I want to do something pretty new, something we've never, ever, ever done.
And no, Shane, it's not gay porn.
It's not gay porn. I want to discuss and grade the Super Sentai outfits that we never got.
Oh, goody.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
So,
Bill's got pictures.
To start us off, so you guys can't see it right off the bat, this is Himetsu Sentai Gorenja.
Henshin and go-go, baby!
That's right. That is right.
And seriously, someone needs to buy this game so I can play it.
Are we ready? These were the Go Rangers.
The very first.
These are the Go Rangers.
I've seen pictures of these guys before. What the fuck?
Well, they can't see them. Describe these people what you're looking at.
Bug-looking helmets. They got capes.
Yeah, their powers came from their visors, too. Like, you see this green guy? He has this V visor, right? He'll reach his hand up to his face, pull the visor off, and another visor will take its place, and then he'll throw this boomerang. That's his weapon. He gets a boomerang. And somehow this, on the red, he'll take that off, and it'll become a whip, the red whip.
How the fuck does that become a whip?
There's no explanation. It just happens.
And the Pink Ranger over here is holding a bomb or a football, whatever.
I got other pictures that I'm going to be showing you for these guys. But one of the things I want to point out, because like, they can't see it, of course, two of them have white boots, the other three have red boots and red gloves. It's not that much of a difference, but it is interesting.
Black.
Yeah, black, I'm sorry. But you notice on their chest shows their leadership position. The red has one stripe, he's the leader.
Second in command.
Yep.
Yellow's third in command.
We can't see the green.
Green's last. He's got 5 chevrons. Because pink's only got 4 chevrons. Yep.
Even the numbers on their helmets.
Wait, they had numbers on their helmets?
Yeah.
Couldn't really see them.
Yeah. Yep.
1, 2, can't see that one.
Is the Yellow Ranger a guy or a girl?
The Yellow Ranger, I believe, is a guy.
Are you sure?
I'm almost 100% sure.
Why?
I think she's the only girl on the team.
Why does the Pink Ranger have a heart?
Okay.
And it's red. It's like a pink.
Their belt area has an S, too.
So, like, usually,
because they're super.
Usually in a rain, in the Power Rangers that have,
it looks
we've
more
gotten,
like a 5 than an S.
What?
The belt.
The belt buckle?
Thing. Yeah.
It almost looks more like a 5 than an S.
I think, I don't know.
It's kind
of, see, that looks like an S.
It's got the swoops for an S.
Well, see their epic posing here?
We are Super Sentai Force.
So let me ask you this.
Why Ganyu Force Assemble?
Why is only the pink and red ranger have the white boots and white gloves?
I don't know if there's an actual reason.
Maybe
for that.
They're together.
That's also the reason I wanted to do this, is because we never got the series over here. And even the ones that we did get, I'm going to be bringing up as we go through this, but I just wanted
to
show you guys...
14 is a number you should know.
I wanted to show you guys the actual original costumes and whatnot.
Well,
I'll go ahead and... Go to your next picture. I got a couple of these. That's kind of like a more... It's kind of like a digital, so you could see, because I think they are kind of S's
like,
on the belts and whatnot.
Well, this picture looks like there were skins for, like...
A Flash or something?
No, maybe? Second Life.
Yeah. It's possible. I think I got 5 or 6 pictures of every one, so you guys can see.
Yeah.
Okay, I think
they're goofy as hell.
If I had to grade, I'm going to grade each Ranger.
We need...
We're not grading each Ranger, because that's ridiculous.
This is team. Just suits alone.
These suits came
to America... How epic would they be?
If we had a pen and paper, I could actually write down what the final...
The Red Ranger with the cape and his...
They all have capes.
Well, yeah, but with the capes and the bug eyes on the Red Ranger. And I like the Green Ranger with the V visor.
Yeah.
And I find the Blue Ranger's arrow visor sweet. I don't know why. It's really cool. Now, the yellow and pink. That's what I want to talk about.
Yellow looks like a...
Let's talk about the yellow.
Okay.
It's a line. That's innovation.
To me, it looks more like
Jordan LaForge's visor.
Just all black.
Yeah. It looks like a Cyclone.
I don't like the Yellow Ranger's look.
Okay, you're hating the Yellow Ranger.
And now the Pink Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
It's obvious it's a woman and girl.
Because...
Behold, the only chick in our team! Mask in her boobs!
Because of her heart, the heart shape on her visor, when I first seen it, I thought she had spider eyes.
There's also something on the boots. I can't tell exactly what I'm looking at here. I don't know if it's a symbol.
It says made in Japan.
That'd be funny. If it really did that, that'd be wonderful.
If it actually said that, I would probably give this a way higher score than I'm about to.
I can't see. I didn't get a good picture with the side of their boot. I'm sorry, but there is something on the sides of their boots.
So how are we ranking this?
0 through 5, like
just
always.
Just like always, but you're going to give it a grade on if this Ranger team came over here today.
We'd be like,
how epic are these uniforms?
One, two.
The reason why I'm going to give it. Here's why I'm going to give it.
Fucking two.
Here's why I'm going to give it a 3.
Shane's giving it a 3.
The reason why I'm giving it a 3 is because the red, green, and blue Rangers saved them from getting a lower score. Because
you think they look pretty
cool. They look the coolest. The reason. The yellow and.
Who's your favorite then? Could you pick a favorite? If this was episode 1 and they just came out of nowhere.
These people show up, Shane.
My favorite?
Yeah!
I'm actually going to have to say my favorite out of these would probably be the Blue Ranger. I like the arrow.
You like the arrow helmet?
Yes, I do.
So you like Ranger 2?
He's got more of a knight helmet. It almost looks like a knight visor.
Ranger number 2.
So those three Rangers are...
Ishin! Go!
those three Rangers saved this from getting a 3.
I'm just going to write this down as a Go Rangers.
Yes, that's what they are.
Okay.
They were the Go
and
Rangers.
For me, I
gave 2, you gave 3.
I'd give a higher rating if it wasn't for the yellow and pink bringing
down. I would give it a higher rating if it didn't look so awkward.
This is the 70s, man. That was an awkward decade.
That's something I'm also... 1975.
But you said if these motherfuckers showed up today...
That is part of it. That's just what I'm saying.
No.
This is 1975 Rangers. This is what they got to start the Super Sentai phenomenon.
Not going
to
lie, they could have done worse. They really
could have done a lot worse. They could have done...
Remember those Book and Skull Power Ranger costumes?
Notice their outfits are not the latex thing yet.
No, it's a cloth. No.
Yes, it's like a denim clothy material.
Yeah, so Ranger 2, I like him. But Ranger 5, that's so weird because in any other adaptation, Ranger 5 is always the Pink Ranger.
Notice she's always the one that's kind of counted as the weakest, the one that's in the background.
So
unless you talk Time Force, she was kind of the number two. She became the leader.
Yeah. Now, I'm assuming the Green Ranger, he must be the youngest or something, because he's the weakest one, looks like, when it comes to rank. He has no
say. He's the one who joined last.
He has no say in anything. The Pink Ranger could be like, shut your mouth, I'm high rank.
The Pink Ranger could walk up and be like, suck my balls.
No. But then at the same
time, he'd be like, but you don't have any. It's like, you better find them.
But then the Red Ranger could walk up and be like, suck my balls.
Look at this big yellow line.
I got wings around my number.
I got gold chevron, bitch.
He's got a gold chevron and wings on his number.
Yeah.
He is all important. And he's like, I got white gloves.
You know what the very sad thing is? This is the direct opposite of how military structure works. The more chevrons you have, the higher up on the totem pole you are.
Not today. We drive on the other side of the road, Nick.
If that was the case, Green Ranger would be like, I'm the leader.
And let's see, five chevrons. I don't even remember if
general?
That was a thing. No, that's stars.
I don't know.
Chevrons go to non-commissioned officers. So, like, your privates, your sergeants, and that type of stuff.
Now, I don't know much about their series. What I know is there's an evil organization, and the organization, what they do is they come in, right, and they attack. I'm trying to think how to think Cobra.
Cobra!
They infiltrate the underworld structure,
Cobra!
Right? And then they attack one night. They're called like the Black Stars or something, and they destroy hundreds of thousands of people.
And these are like one guy from each of the areas.
These are special forces, which were hidden inside of the Special Defense Forces of Japan. And they were referred to as the Go Rangers. Their suits are supposed to be mechanical, like some futuristic technology suits.
Mechanical, made out of cloth and or denim.
So, basically what happens is...
And some tape.
All of them are basically killed, and some of these guys are called in from different divisions to be trained to take up this job.
So there's only five left.
Yes, of the Defense Force.
Now, do you know if this Ranger series started the Sixth Ranger?
From what I understand, there is no Sixth Ranger in Go Rangers.
Okay.
But, for those people that have seen all of Super Sentai and want to ream me about that comment, you have the ability to, but I'm going to defend myself here real quick. I have only seen 14 episodes of Go Rangers.
Well, that, and we don't see pictures of any other.
And I never found a Sixth Ranger.
So there might not.
Usually in stuff like this, because this is definitely fan art,
right.
I would throw in the Sixth Ranger.
I don't believe that concept existed yet.
And I count only
five. Yeah, Blue Ranger looks sweet. The arrow helmet, really. I don't know what is up
so,
with that.
So, Scott, what do you say, guy? What are you giving it a rate?
Well, I know.
These guys bust into your television.
I'm like, what the?
And go, a go-go!
I'm like,
just think, if Super Mega Force, if you get the actual first episode, we'll have to cut out the Japanese characters, but if you get the first episode, the first transformation will be Henshin! Go!
I'd be like, Henshin, go out of my house. Get the fuck out of here.
But, get out of here!
But as far as the costumes, I mean, I like the Red Ranger costume. I don't like the helmet. I'm like, put the V helmet on the red guy.
Epic helmet.
No, because he's already got one giant gold V on him.
Yeah,
you can't have another
all
V.
Important. You don't realize the importance.
The Green
of
Ranger
that,
already has so many V's, it makes sense. He's like, well, fuck it. I've got so many V's, might as well have one on my face.
But looking at this, the costumes and stuff. I want to say one, but I want to give it a. I'm going to give it a two.
A two, Bill. What you giving it?
Oh man!
Join me in the average.
They're so awesome, man. I don't
giving
care.
It a three.
I'm going to give it, dude. They are epic. There's no way this does not catch your eye.
And the Go Rangers sit
at a mighty and powerful 2.5.
2.5. Now, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Now, this is just on the...
No matter what
costume.
I... Yeah. Special guest!
I want to bring you in. You're usually try to stay out of these, but I really want you in this episode. It's the last time we're going to get you in an episode.
Wow.
Kill this rating. Jason just came in. The knock you heard, he came in, he walked in, and we weren't expecting him, but I want you in on this episode. It's the last episode we're going
to
get.
Special guest time, and I will come in to be the wild card.
These motherfuckers show up on your Saturday morning TV as new Power Rangers.
These
Jason.
Are the Go Rangers, 1975, the first costumes ever made for the Super Sentai series.
I would party with these guys.
See? Yes! I told you, these guys are filled
so
with
what
epic.
What score are you going to give them, guy?
I would party with these guys.
If you're party with them,
it must be giving them like a five.
It
definitely looks like they were trying to set themselves apart from other genre, but it also looks like these costumes were very crudely put together.
Oh,
1970s.
Is that electrical tape on that?
Yeah.
The V's are very cheap.
Except for the Red Ranger, mine's high quality tape. Cloth and or denim and some tape.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm probably going to give for the flash and setting themselves out and just the overall out there-ness.
It's so awesome.
Combined with the looks like cosplay night qualities of them, I'm probably going to give them a 3.
Yes.
Three.
Yes.
So now I divide that by 5. And it's a 2.6.
Henshin a go-go, baby.
Mighty 2.6. You raised it 0.1.
Sweet.
All right. I like that. I just like how when he came in, he's like, I would party with those guys.
Gentlemen.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.